Let's just turn for a moment to, as we approach the Lord's table, to Ephesians 5. I've just one or two thoughts from Ephesians 5 and verses 25 to 27. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27. I rethought these verses as Dan spoke, and I just thought I would share one or two thoughts from as we approach the Lord's table. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And as we considered the love of God and mercy of God upon Paul, we think that is an example for ourselves. Who did Christ love? Who did he set his love upon? Christ loved the church. He didn't have an unspecific type of love. He didn't have a general love that really was not focused. He loved the people. And just in the same way as he loved the Apostle Paul from the foundation of the world, so has he loved us as he went the way of the cross. It was for his church. As we read in John chapter 13, verse 1, and having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. So Christ's walk to the cross and journey to the cross was not some general expression of his love, as maybe some would say, but it was for specific people. And Paul gives that as the example of how husbands should love their wives in a very definite way. Christ went to the cross for his church. And that's how he loved us, in verse 25. And gave himself for it. He gave himself for the church, for his people, Old Testament and New Testament believers. He gave himself, delivered himself, presented himself as a sacrifice. He was the priest, but he was also the sacrifice. He gave not just an offering, but he gave himself for it. But why? Why did he love the church? Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. And last weekend, as we were in Avoca, we considered the faith of our Lord, the joy of our Lord, the sorrow of our Lord, and the glory of our Lord. And we have these here. We have these same principles here, that we might be presented to him before himself, just like the imagery here is very clear of the wedding day of the husband and the bride being presented to the husband on the day of their wedding, of their wedding ceremony. And here we have the plan of God for us. We've been cleansed, we've been sanctified. As the Lord Jesus, it says here, by the washing of the water, by the word, the Lord Jesus to his disciples once said, you are already clean by the word which I have spoken unto you. And the times in our weeks when we have little victory over sin, I think it's important to consider how little time we've spent in the word. But don't we feel the cleansing power of the word, as Dan spoke to us, as Dan read to us from Acts chapter 9 and the other portion in Acts? Did we not feel the cleansing power of the Word as the Word of God was read to us, as we considered it? We are already clean by the Word. As the Word of God washes our souls, as the Word of God prepares us for the Lord's table. But then there's the glory in verse 27. A glorious church. You see, we're not just saved. We're not just redeemed according to the Word of God. And this is also was brought out to us, wasn't it, from what Dan said. Saul was a murderer, but he was made something glorious. And we rejoice in the glory of what God made him. But listen, we were the same. We were no better than him. But God has made us glorious. That's what really came to me as Dan preached. God has made us glorious. Listen what 27 says. Not having spot. I look at myself and I feel wicked. I know I'm wicked. I am wicked in of myself. Even now, I am so sinful. But in the sight of God is what counts. In the sight of God, I don't have a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, because God sees me in my beloved. Because God, when he looks upon me, it's not that God is blind, but God considers me to be as innocent as Christ. He loved us. He gave himself for us, that we might be glorious. And that is what we are. Let us give thanks for the bread.